At this time, the directors made a costly but necessary decision. One day, over lunch with Crocker, Stanford took out his pencil and began estimating the cost of covering the track with snow sheds in its most vulnerable parts. That meant putting a roof over the track that led through the snow belt. Arthur Brown, superintendent of the bridges, thought the cost to be almost appalling and unprecedented in railroad construction, yet he confessed that there seemed to be no alternative. Huntington was also appalled. "It costs a fearful amount of money to pay all the bills," he protested to Hopkins, and added, "I sometimes think I would change my place for any other in this world." But it had to be done. Lewis Clement designed the snow sheds, which ended up covering almost 50 miles. One of them extended for 28 miles without a break. About 5 miles were covered in 1867, the rest mostly in 1868.